Hello and welcome to The Word in Me. This is your host, Vanessa Morris. This program is presented by the Emerald Rose Center of San Diego. Let's begin with a word of prayer. Lord, I love you on today and I just thank you, Lord, for another day that you have blessed us with life on today. Lord, we send up prayers, Lord, for all those that are being persecuted around the world for the gospel's sake. I pray that you make a way of escape so they may be able to bear it, Lord. I pray that you give them boldness in this hour, that you give them your spirit and, Lord, and your power and authority over the enemy in the name of Jesus. Bless them, Lord, and may their work not be in vain. In the name of Jesus, Lord, that they accomplish that which you have sent them to do, Lord. Make them victorious in this hour. Lord, bless your word that we are reading and that we are studying and that we are looking through, Lord, to make sure that we understand who you are and who we are in you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for your wisdom, your might, and your strength. In Jesus' name, amen. Now, we left off yesterday at John chapter 15. We read a few scriptures, one in a couple in James, a couple in Luke. So we're back over in John 15. We left off at verse 22. We're going to read 23. It says, "He that hateth me hateth my Father also." And then 24 through 27 still continues to talk about the works that Jesus did. The ones that witness those works, they will not be able to hide behind saying that they don't know. Now that they are aware of it, like we discussed yesterday, now that they are aware of it, to them is sin. Now that they go into a life of unbelief and rejection of the word that Jesus has spoken. And so it also says in verse 25 that the law might be fulfilled as it was written, "They hated me without a cause," because they hated Jesus without a cause. They had no reason to hate a man that came, that was performing miracles, that was healing people, delivering people, feeding people naturally and spiritually. And they hated him without a cause. They only wanted to remain in authority. The Pharisees and Sadducees, they just wanted to remain in authority, and they wanted their religious system to prevail where they have the dominant and controlling authoritative position and didn't want anybody else coming in to usurp that power that they had enjoyed. And so they hated Jesus without a cause. But in verse 26 of John chapter 15, I start talking about, again, it's a reminder about the Comforter, the Paraclete, the Holy Spirit that is going to comfort the disciples and us believers after Jesus ascends. So he's been discussing these things with him, with the disciples, that the world will hate you, love one another, serve one another, abide in the vine, and you know, abide in me and I'll abide in you. And he's given them and given us these nuggets and this knowledge, and he is telling us from his heart, so when the time comes, we are aware. And it says in verse 27, "And ye also shall bear witness, because ye have been with me from the beginning." And so he's giving all this information, so when it comes to pass, the disciples may know and understand and say, yes, of a truth, Jesus spoke to us. Let's go now to chapter 16, beginning at verse 1. It says, "These things have I spoken," Jesus is still speaking, "These things have I spoken unto you, that ye should not be offended or made to stumble." And I want to stop right there for a moment. "These things have I spoken unto you, that you should not be offended." In the gospel, there's offense that come, but this offended means made to stumble. There are going to be things that are going to come and that are going to challenge our faith, going to challenge our conviction, going to challenge what we believe. But Jesus is saying, "I tell you these things so you will not be tripped up. You will not be made to stumble." So when these things come to pass, and that you will be persecuted and the world will hate you, and in this life you will have tribulation, you will have trials, and so you are not made to stumble. So when these trials come, you will not be tripped up as if they caught you unaware and Jesus did not tell you these things. So in this life, we are going to have tribulation. There's no way around it. Nobody likes it. Nobody enjoys it. But remember back, and I'm reminded about John chapter 15, still in chapter 15, but it is verse 2. Let's go back to verse 2 for a moment. It says, every branch in me that beareth not fruit, he taketh away. And every branch that beareth fruit, he purgeth it, or he prunes it, that it may bring forth more fruit. And that's what it's about. When we have these tribulations and trials, we are being pruned so that we may bear more fruit. It's never coming to destroy us, but to strengthen us, to strengthen our faith. Let's go back on over to Hebrews really quick. Hebrews 11. And we've discussed it before. Now, faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen, which is Hebrews 11 and 1. This builds up our faith. And it says in another place in the Bible that faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. I was listening to something earlier today, and the woman, it was on the Christian radio station, and the woman asked the announcer or the podcaster, how can I increase my faith? And she had some answers, very good answers, but immediately I thought of the scripture, faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. And it goes on to say, how can they hear without a preacher? And how can they preach, the preacher preach, except he be sent from God? But faith cometh by hearing. When you say the word even yourself out loud, and you're reading the word out loud, you are hitting that eardrum and that inner ear, and it does build up your faith. When you quote scriptures and you get your faith stirred up, which then attaches to your belief, and what you believe, you'll have. You'll have it. And so back over to John 16, these things have I spoken unto you, that you should not be offended. You should not be made to stumble. We are here to bear fruit. We will be purged. We will be pruned. We must bear fruit. We must believe. We will have our faith increased by coming through these trials. And we will be stronger in faith, and our witness will be stronger. And so Jesus has said, you know what? And it also says, you know, don't worry about tomorrow. Take no thought. Believe me. Believe in God. Let's go on to verse 2. They shall put you out of the synagogues. Yea, the time cometh that whosoever killeth you will think that he doeth God's service. I'm going to stop right there, because that takes a little bit more explaining to do. We will continue in John chapter 16 on Monday, but I want to wish you a wonderful resurrection day. Go to church, enjoy your day with your family and friends, and meditate on God in his and his sacrifice that he has made, that we might have life and life more abundantly. Have a wonderful weekend in Jesus' name. Bless you. Join me Monday on The Word in Me. God bless.